Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Recently there was a survey. This is from a survey group that is very reputable. They've been long-standing. They've done this survey all through the years, asking about religious affiliation with denomination, or do you go to church? Yes or no type of questions. It was called Pew Research, P-E-W. And one of the troubling things of this most recent survey is the number of nuns. Now, you might be thinking, I'm thinking N-U-N-S. Okay. But I'm really talking about N-O-N-E. Nun. The number of nuns. That is, when asked what religion you belong to, they responded, none. None. And this number is growing. And also with the number of atheists, those who are atheistic, no God, absolutely no God, is what they think. And this is particularly troubling because among young people, this is very prevalent. They don't believe there is a God, and they have no religion. So it's incumbent upon us as Catholic Christians first to understand why we are here. Why are we here? We're here because of revelation. Revelation. Something has been revealed to us that we could not know before. Now, there are other types of revelation on a smaller scale, smaller R revelation. I've often asked this question several times during this Feast of Holy Trinity through the years here at St. Mary's. So I'm going to ask it a little bit differently. How many of you don't know where I'm born? How many of you cannot remember where I was born? Higher? Okay. So all of you, the rest of you know or remember, where was I born? Milwaukee. Okay. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay. Now for those who didn't know, I'd ask that question and then pose, well, how long would it take you to figure out where I was born? Obviously I was born on Earth. Okay. So you could whittle it down from there, and it could take some time, or you might guess it quicker than others. But eventually, you would what? You would get it. But it'd be a lot easier for me just to tell you. It's kind of a revelation about myself, a personal revelation. But with God, it's not like that. With God, the revelation from God is so far beyond us, we could not figure it out by ourselves. It had to be revealed to us from God. Now in the Old Testament, Moses was talking to the Jewish people, trying to get across to them that there is only one God. And much, if you were to summarize the Old Testament, that would be the summary. One God. Don't worship these false gods. Because the Jews were living amongst people that worshipped different things, different planets. The moon was a god, the sun was a god, different animals were gods. And so the revelation to the Jews is there's only one God. One God. The Almighty, the Lord, in Hebrew, that would become as used in Greek, Kyrie, Lord, in Greek. That became the sacred name for God. But it doesn't tell us much about this one God, does it? It had to be revealed to us through the Son, that He would reveal the Father to us, and that the Father and the Son would reveal to us the Holy Spirit. So these days are the mystagogia, the deep mysteries of why we are here, why we are worshiping. We're worshiping because we believe that there is one God, but now known as three divine. 1. The early church had no word to describe what was happening in God. Again, God was so transcendent. They knew the Father. They knew the Son. They knew the Holy Spirit. They knew they were each God. But they also knew at the same time that there was only one God. So what word did they come up with to describe this one God? Three things in one God. Well, they borrowed from Greek theater the word prosopon, became eventually person. That in God there is a Father God who is the first person, the Son who is the second person, and the Holy Spirit the third person. That somehow these three persons share divine nature, so that there is only one God, but yet are uniquely separate into something we call Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, our words, when we talk about God, because God is so transcendent, our words fail us. Our words can only approach, at least by analogy, what we're talking about with God. And so by analogy, the best words we could use to describe who God is and what this revelation is about is that God is Father, God is Son, and God is Holy Spirit. That we now know this about God, that He has revealed this to us, that Jesus says we now can call God Abba, that is Father, and that He has sent us His Son because He loves the world so much, and that the Father and the Son send us the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds, that we may know who we are worshiping, why we are here. We're not here because of the music, we're not here because of the air conditioning, we're not here because of the beautiful church. We're here to bend our knee to God, to worship this one God, because eventually we hope to see God in the face, as it were. We hope to see God person to person, and this will come to us at the end of time. So God is calling us to this holiness. He's calling us to great sainthood, each and every one of us. But we have to put God first in our lives, put God first in our families. When Joshua was crossing the Jordan River after Moses had died, Joshua took over as the commander for the Israelites. And before he crossed over the River Jordan into the Holy Land, he stopped and turned to the people and said, "Put away all your false gods. You cannot bring them into the Holy Land. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." What a wonderful saying that each of us should have in our homes. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And that means we put God first above everything else. We put the Ten Commandments first, that we worship one God, we do not abuse and use His name in vain, that we keep holy the Sabbath day by offering 1 hour of our week. Again, this is a big contention with some people. 1 hour is too much of my time to give to God. 1 hour comes out to be 0.6%. It's not even 1% of our week. And for many people, that's too much time to give to God. But we are here, hopefully, because we want to be here. We are here because we want to learn about God, be influenced by God, to be made into saints by God. And that can happen by God's grace. So on this Feast of Holy Trinity, we contemplate the deep things of why we are here. We pray for ourselves, that we're open to revelation, open to this good news that Jesus died for us sinners. Let us also pray for the nuns. Not those nuns, the other nuns. Let us pray for the many who do not believe, who have no concept of God.